It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is offering to pay some unemployed people to go back to work. The Jumpstart Grant Program will give up to $1,600 to eligible workers who get new jobs in May or June. Governor Polis created the program through an executive order and describes it as a way to set people up for success as they rejoin the workforce after the pandemic. The state is using federal money for the program. A Mountain school district is considering changing school bell times as a shortage of bus drivers grows. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Eagle County Schools has 18 drivers but needs 35. District officials say standardizing bell times would give drivers longer and more consistent hours. They say the shift would cut costs and give elementary, middle, and high school students the same amount of learning time. Denver Public Schools recently standardized school start times in a bid to recruit more drivers and avoid busing cuts. Pre-pandemic, DPS had 20 to 30 different start times. Eagle County Schools will survey families for feedback prior to making a final decision. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Cog Railway that takes passengers to the top of Pikes Peak reopens today. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports the relaunch means Manitou Springs is bracing for a lot more tourists this summer.
$100 million worth of upgrades have gone into the railway since its closing in 2017. While Manitou Springs Mayor John Graham says it's one of the region's big draws, he's concerned about traffic.
It looks like it's going to be standing room only, as I guess that's my apprehension. For the last several months, the weekends have been extraordinarily busy. Yeah, I kind of feel sometimes that we're in danger of getting loved to death.
Graham says the railway could potentially bring hundreds of thousands of additional visitors to a city of 5,300. He says the city has upgraded parking for the reopening and added shuttles. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
In Manitou Springs this morning, it's partly cloudy and 52 degrees. In Denver, 55. It's going to be a mostly sunny day. This is CPR News.